When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
All right, crowd in. There's room for everybody in today's almanac. We're going to talk about how hard it was for witches to get along out there on the streets in 17th century New England. And we'll look at American states with innovative distinctions. Plus, we'll have a gander at some of the biggest bombs the world's ever seen. Fire up this almanac. I'm Andy Chanley, and this is Andy's Almanac. It's a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2018, and this is what the past has taught us.
Ooh, witchy woman, see how high she flies.
Well, it's right there in the Bible, Exodus chapter 22, verse 18, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." And Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27, "A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death." So you see, the Puritans' hands were tied. And sometimes people's hands were tied and they were thrown into the water to see if they could float and were therefore a witch.
So, logically, if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore,
a witch! A witch!
Well, on this day in 1692, homeless woman Sarah Good, Sarah Osborne, who hadn't gone to church in 3 years due to an illness, and South American slave Tituba are arrested in Salem, Massachusetts, and accused of witchcraft. They're interrogated for days on end and then thrown in jail. Osborne dies in jail 2 months later. Tituba admits to practicing witchcraft, but says the other two made her do it, and is later released. Sarah Good, she's convicted, though, and sentenced to death by hanging with four other witches. A judge, Reverend Nicholas Noyes, tries unsuccessfully to get her to confess, but she won't budge. She screams, "I'm no more a witch than you are a wizard, and if you take away my life, God will give you blood to drink." And you know, she might have been a witch, because 25 years later, Noyes dies from an internal hemorrhage, or drinking his own blood, in a manner of speaking. Sarah, pregnant, gives birth while in jail to a daughter she names Mercy, and the baby dies before she's hanged. In all, the Puritans execute 20 people for witchcraft, including 14 women. And that's just in the Salem area. Scores of people had already been hanged in the decades preceding these so-called Salem witch trials. Ah, religion. It's never boring, is it? How about a series now of firsts for U.S. states? Today in 1780, Pennsylvania is the first state to abolish slavery. Good on you, Pennsylvania. But it's only for newborns. Their parents will still be slaves for another 67 years. It's not quite the instant act of abolition Massachusetts pulls off 3 years later, but it is the first act of abolition adopted by a democracy in world history. Today in 1847, Michigan becomes the first state to do away with the death penalty, except in cases of treason, and they never put anyone to death for treason either. Also today in 1872, President Ulysses S. Grant designates Yellowstone as America's first national park. In fact, it's the world's first national park. So congratulations to Wyoming and Montana. And Idaho. It's part of all three states. Oh, and thanks Connecticut for giving us the first permanent car license plates today in 1937. You're a big help.
Damn, I wish I was your lover.
Okay, pop geography quiz. Which is the bigger producer of hydroelectric power, Boulder Dam or Hoover Dam? That's a trick question. They're the same damn thing. Boulder Dam is finished on this day in 1936, 2 years ahead of schedule. So the last time a government project is finished early, I'm guessing. And it's built next to Boulder, Colorado, and thus named... I got you again. It's near Boulder City, Nevada, about 30 miles southeast of Vegas. It goes by the name Boulder Dam until 1947, when our Congress names it after our feckless Depression-era president, Herbert Hoover.
It's just too good.
You win my thrills, you earn my pills, you got the bomb on me.
This is the day in 1954 that the United States detonates Castle Bravo over the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean.
You got the bomb on me, baby.
Castle Bravo is the code name for a 15-megaton hydrogen bomb. It's the most powerful bomb ever detonated by the U.S. They expect it to yield around 5 or 6 megatons, but they get 2.5 times that. So much radioactive explosiveness that the Bikini Atoll and the surrounding islands are still humming and unfit for population. And yes, the bathing suit, the Bikini, is named after this smoking hot island. But if you think this is the biggest thermonuclear bomb in history, think again. It's only the 5th. The Soviet Union's Tsar Bomba, or King of Bombs, goes off 7 years later. Tsar Bomba was over 3 times bigger at 50 megatons. And get this, theoretically it could have been 100 megatons, but the plane dropping it would have been vaporized. And lastly, today is the day in 1969, the Doors frontman Jim Morrison allegedly whips out his naughty bits on stage in Miami's Dinner Key Auditorium. Only thing is, it never happens. At least not as far as the rest of the band is concerned. Keyboardist Ray Manzarek says, never happened. Guitarist Robbie Krieger says, never happened. In fact, Robbie makes a great point when he says, 500 photos were entered as evidence at the trial, and not one showed anything of the sort. I think it was all very politically motivated. People were running for office, so we were a good target. But it doesn't matter now, because somebody who ran for office cleared Jim's name almost 4 decades later. December 9th, 2010, outgoing Florida Governor Charlie Crist agrees with the state clemency board to grant the Lizard King a pardon. And you'll pardon me for ending Andy's Almanac right there. It's Thursday, March 1st, 2018. Any copyrighted material remains sole property of the copyright holder, appears only for scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. And I'd like to thank my real friends and podcast partners, Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger. We'll all join you soon on Your Artificial Friends.